So at the beginning of Ezum Mekomon, we're on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Harav Rabbeinu Ephraim, Tosus, we'll give it a shot, says that there's a diuk in the Mishnah. Now, morning Shmuel. In order to appreciate this diuk, which is such an obvious diuk, but you read the Mishnah and you don't pay attention, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ezum Mekomon Shel Zvachim. And it says, Kodshe Kodshim Shchitasam Batsofon. Say anything about a klisharis? No mention of a klisharis. Then you fast forward just to two lines, and it says, V'kibul Daman B'klisharis. In other words, when the Mishnah is addressing in the Reisha Shchita, it does mention a word about klisharis. And then in the Sefer, when it talks about Kabbalah Saddam, then it mentions a klisharis. A Rav Rabbeinu Ephraim, a rarely quoted Baal HaTosfos, by Medagdik Mikan, he read the Mishnah meticulously and he derived the conclusion, Delo Be'inon Sakin B'Shchita. Now, it seems to me that there are three possibilities here. One possibility is to say that you don't need a Sakin at all. The other possibility is to say you need a Sakin, but it doesn't have to be a Klisharis. And the third possibility is to say you need both, a Sakin and a Klisharis. I believe that Rabbeinu Ephraim is going to the other extreme. And he's saying you don't even need a sakin. Now that may sound wild, but the truth is that in Shechitas Chulin you don't require a sakin. And hopefully we'll get to talk about that in a minute. But now, if you don't need a sakin at all, then Kolshkein, thank you, you don't need a klisharis. You know, you don't even need a sakin. You just take a sharp object. We'll talk about a stone, or we'll talk about a reed that's very sharp. The lo bein and sakin b'shchita. And how did he see this in our Mishnah? The lo ketani, it doesn't say shchitason b'klisharis b'tzofen. It just says shchitason b'tzofen. Kidiktani, so you may say, well, you know, the Mishnah is not addressing klisharis here, but, well, look just one line ahead. It says, Gavi Kabbalah. It says, V'kibul Dam B'klisharis. Now, what's going to happen here in the ensuing part of Tosis is that Tosis is going to have like a balance sheet. What do I mean by balance sheet? He's going to tell you, what do we gain by this Rabbeinu Ephraim in terms of Shas? And then what do we lose with Rabbeinu Ephraim? And basically, the losses outweigh the gains, and therefore Tosfos is going to reject Rabbeinu Ephraim. But we don't know that yet. That's classified information. Right now, we think that Tosfos is waving the banner of Rabbeinu Ephraim. And why is that so? Because, again, the first Gemara in Shas that we want to take a look at is a Gemara in Chulin on Daf Gimel. And this Gemara seems to support Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Gemara talks about, I mean, you have to go back to Daf Beis Amud Beis. I mean, the main line here that we need is on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, but just to point out, the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis speaks about a Tamei who did Shechita, and the Shechita is a Shechita Kshera. And the Gemara doesn't know exactly what he shechted. Did he shecht Chulin, or did he shecht Kodshim? If he shechted Chulin, then again, this is a sugya which is beyond our reach right now. It's called Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh. You know, it's back in the day, there were those who were makpid that even when they had any contact with anything, like fruits or meats or any Chulin, they would make sure that there was no Tumah at all. They kept away from Tumah, even in Chulin, where the Torah doesn't even require that. So if you're talking about Shechitas Chulin here, in this case of Tomei Sheshachat, then you're talking about what we call Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh. But then the Gemara offers another possibility, that we're talking about Shechitas Kodshim, and that's why we have to be very makpid on Tumo. And the Gemara wants to know, is there any contact between this Tomei and the animal in such a way that he's going to be Metami Kodshim? We're not allowed to be Metami Kodshim. So the Gemara says that he's very careful that he doesn't come in contact with the animal, with his hands. The Gemara then asks, well, what kind of tumah are you talking about? Is the person tumah b'tumah sheretz, like he had contact with the sheretz? Then I understand that you've solved the problem, because he didn't come in contact with the animal, he only came in contact with the knife, and that's okay. But then the Gemara has a possibility here, and again, it's a very long sugya, that maybe he had contact with a mess, with a corpse. And how so? So this is the last line on Daf Beis Amid Beis. Hi Tomei, this person who's Tomei, the itme b'mai, how did he become Tomei? The ilema, the itme b'meis, if he had contact with a corpse, then we have a principle called b'chalal cherev amarachmona. Cherev hareyu kecholal, meaning if he shechts this animal with a sword, and that sword came in contact with a mess, then we have a real problem here, because again, we're talking about shechitas kodshim. So on the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, cherev hareyu kecholol, and he says the following, that a cherev is a metal utensil. And the halach is that if a metal utensil comes in contact with a corpse, with a mess, then it has the same exact tumah as the mess itself. It becomes what's called an avia mos hatumah. So therefore, let's say this sword would touch a person who himself was contaminated by a mess, then the sword would now, or the knife, would now have the same status as the tomei mess. And he's an avatumah. And that's a problem, because he's going to be metame now the knife, and the knife is going to, ipso facto, be metame the basar kodshim. So how do we circumvent this problem? So the Gemara, ultimately, again, after a lot of back and forth, comes to the conclusion, kigon bikrumis shalkana v'shachat ba. He does a bedika. What he means, he takes a reed, a stalk of a reed, he translates it here, and he checks it out to make sure there are no nicks, and it's very sharp, and he does the shechita. And what ensues here is an entire sugi called kli eitz. Reed is called a kli eitz, and there's something called pshute kli eitz, and then there's another kind of kli eitz which has a receptacle to it, a kli kibul. Now, if you have a kli eitz that has a kli kibul to it, then it's going to be makabel tumah. If, on the other hand, it's a flat kli, which is called pshute kli eitz, doesn't have a receptacle, is pshute kli eitz is not makabel tumah. And the only reason I know that is not because I know anything about taris, but only because of a sugya in Shabbos, Masechta Shabbos, about mukta. Because the Gemara compares mukta in kalim to kabbalah's tumah in kalim. I think it's on Daf Samach Gimel, if I remember correctly. Do you remember we discussed this?
Yes.
Okay, good. We're both saying you're oriented. So Gemara says basically he did the shechita with a reed. Obviously, this is not a sakin. So the first thing that we want to gain, you know, on the plus side of our scorecard here, scoreboard, on behalf of Rabbeinu Ephraim, is that you see clearly, and the Gemara is talking explicitly about shechitas kodshim, that he shechted the animal with a reed, which is an eitz, and it's not a metal, it's not a socket in any way, shape, or form. Then the Gemara goes on to say that shechitas chulin is also kosher with this reed. Again, you just have to do a very detailed inspection of bedika to make sure that there are no nicks on the reed. So that's what he says in the next line. He says, when we talk kach asya shapir hodi omer b'perkam de chulin, now it works very well. Kigon shebada krumis shalkana. This is a stalk of a reed. V'shachad ba. Delo boy klisharis. So you see clearly you don't need a klisharis. Also the Shina Mekubetzes here, Nobu Chavdalid, has a discussion about the possibility that he made this into a kli in order to shecht. And tikna means he perfected it. The asa kli. He says, but there's another problem here. It can't possibly be klisharis because ein osim klisharis shaleitz. Again, these are all principles that we'd have to analyze. But right now we see on the good. Oh, now he has another support text for Rabbeinu Ephraim. V'chein mashpik tzas b'psochim. So we have to see a sugim psochim. Shahayakal echad maybe sakino mitov beso. There's a sugyan psochim that describes that everyone brought their own knives for the purpose of Shechitas HaPesach. And this knife clearly was not a klisharis. Now from the words V'efshal lomar kein, I would press the return button. And at this point, we're up to the negative side in the scorecard, if you follow what I mean. And V'efshal lomar kein, in other words, we cannot accept the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim based on a Sugya Menachos. So he has a Sugya Menachos, which is going to clearly lead us to the opposite conclusion. Namely, that you require klishares for Shechitas Kodshim. And first of all, he has a Yalfusa, which by the way appears not only in Masechta Menachos, but also here, towards the end of Masechta Zvachim, from the Pasuk Vayikach Es HaMakel Es HaMakoles, which is what Yaakov Avinu took in order to Shecht, Avram took in order to Shecht Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was meant to be a Korban Olah, and the Gemara derives from this the conclusion that Te'una Kli, that Shechita needs a Kli. The Alfina Minei Kula, and the Gemara is going to derive from Ola, through that very famous Hekesh that we spoke, that all Kodshim require a Kli. That's as far as number one, the Gemara Menachos. Now we're about to get to the Gemara in Sota. Yeah?
Why is a Ma'achelet considered a Klishar, not just a regular Sakin?
So again, I think it comes back to the same principle that if you need a Kli, then it's got to be a Klisharis. Do you remember that? Because every Avoda has to be done with a Klisharis. But your question is excellent. I just want to point out here that he has a footnote in the Masifta, and I think it's based on that very same Shita Mekubetzis that we looked at. He says, V'yafagav devadei tikein es akromis, in the Gemara in Chulin, obviously we assume that he just didn't pluck off a reed, you know, from the waters there, but he fixed it up. V'yasol kli. So maybe the Gemara there is assuming also that for Kodshim you need a Kli. So he answers, Mikomakom lavi klisharis, the enosim klisharis mi eitz. And he says, B'gemara b'psachim mashmet b'chol erev Pesach, every time erev Pesach, gam k'she'eno chal b'shabbos, even if it wasn't on a Shabbos, didn't coincide with Shabbos, hay mevim sakin mi beteyem lishchot ha-Pesach. And apparently that means that they weren't taking a klisharis. And then he says, V'efshal lomar kein. That's the second half of this first part of Tosus. Now it's interesting. He has a Shitas HaRitva here in the footnote. And the Ritva appears in that Sugyan Chulin on Daf Gimel, the Shechita Boy klisharis. He says that yes, we do require klisharis for shechita, but sagi bekli ke'ein kromish al kana. Now this is going to complicate matters because this is what I call the gray area. In other words, you have one sheet of Rabbeinu Ephraim that says you don't require klisharis at all. Then on the other side, you have a sheet of Tosis that you need a klisharis, and in the middle you have a sheet of the Ritva. That although I agree with Tosis that you need a klisharis, but you don't need a classical klisharis, and therefore you could use even something that's a kli eitz, like a kromish al kana. So you follow what's going on over here. The Ritva is going to try on the one hand to accept all the proofs of Tosis that you need a klisharis, but on the other hand to answer the Gemara in Chulin that all he did over there with the Shechit of Kodshim was kromish al kana, which is a kli eitz, which was the support text for Rabbeinu Ephraim, that you don't need a klisharis, because there's no klisharis in an eitz. So comes over the Ritva and he says, yeah, Shechita requires a klisharis, but not the bona fide klisharis with the hey idea, not the paradigm of klisharis, but some sort of Twilight Zone klisharis. It's not a full-fledged klisharis, it's made of a kli eitz, but it is a klisharis. So I've just pointed out to you that, you know, at some point we're going to have to come back to this Ritva. He says in the footnote that Eino kli sharis gamur. Do you hear this, Rav Osai? Whenever you hear Eino kli sharis gamur, you know that there's got to be a tvei dinim over here. There's some sort of two dinim. That it has one aspect of a kli sharis, but it's missing another aspect of a kli sharis. So I'm just going to make a note of this, that we have to come back to this ritva at some point in the future. So in any event, Tosus' first proof, we said, was from the Gemara, that derives from Akedas Yitzchak, that you need a kli. And he says, the ola to una kli, the alfina mine lekule karbonos to be inan kli. We have a hekesh between ola and all the other karbonos, that just like ola needs a kli, and that we derive from Akedas Yitzchak, so too all karbonos require a kli sharis. Okay. Now he says ubisota. Does everybody have the place? Ubisota, the besota perek hayam mevi daf yedalad beis mashma tisakin mekadesh le lidam. So let me read to you a line from the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara says the following, that a karma mincha needs a two-step process of kiddush. Because the kometz has to be sanctified not once but twice. And the Gemara is a little perplexed by that. Why do you need a second kiddush once you have the first kiddush? So I'll read to you the Gemara here on Daf Yudalid Amid Beis in Sota. The Gemara quotes a braisa that says, Nosna v'toch kli sharis u'makadsha v'kli sharis. Lamali. So why do I need the Kohen to sanctify the Kohen? So kitshach ha'zimna, he already sanctified it the first time when the entire mincha was placed into a kli sharis. And the Gemara answers, midi yahavi adam. Now again, if you hear the word dam, then you're no longer talking about menachos, you're talking about zvachim. But the Gemara is going to make a parallel here, a mirror image between menachos and zvachim. Now, where do we find in zvachim that you need a twofold kiddush? So Gemara says something amazing. Dam, afal gav de kiddishte, de kaddishte, sakin, bitzavara behema. So again, the knife, when it cut the neck of the animal in Shkita, it already sanctified the dam. It's a very interesting concept, because you remember we had the Ramban in Chumash, that the Ramban said that there's a process of Kiddush Adam, which is wild, because he was Makadish the Korban, you know, the Behemah, it's got Kiddushas Ola, and now you have to be Makadish the Dam. I mean, why do you need a Kiddush Adam? But the Gemara says explicitly you need Kiddush Adam, and what's going to be Makadish the Dam? The Sakin Shel Shechita. And then Hadar Makadish Le B'Kli Sharis. What is he referring to now? Kabbalah Sadam, right? So you already had the Shechita to be Makadish the Dam, and now you have a second Kiddush on the Dam by being Makabalah B'Kli Sharis. Hachinami Maishna, Lo Shna, here too, in the case of Mincha, even though he was Makadish the Mincha once, he has to be Makadish the Kometz the second time around. So Tosa says here that Besota, Beperkaya Mevi, Mashma, the Sakin, Makadish Le Lidam. And I think in the footnote here, he's going to more or less summarize what we just said. So we don't need this footnote. He says, Ve'i Sakin, Ein Tzarech La'Sosa, V'Kli Shares. If, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Sakin is not a Kli Shares, is Heich Motzi Makadish Le Lidam? How can the Gemara and Sota say that through the Shechita is Makadish Lidam, the Sakin is not even a Kli Shares? And then he has a third Raya of the Od, Dibereish HaToda, that's a sugya in Menachos. We're talking about a person who shechts a toda, and through that Shechitas HaToda is Makadish all the Chalos. It says there, V'ika L'mandiyomar, there, Disakin Alima Mikli Sharis. That Sakin is even greater than a Kli Sharis, the Afal Gav, the Lesle Toch Makadsha. Right? A Sakin is a flat utensil, it doesn't have a Toch, it doesn't have a receptacle to it, and yet Nevertheless, it's makadsha. But it's quite clear that the Gemara is saying that the sakin is even greater than a kli sharis. A normal kli sharis would have a receptacle to it, and that's where you have the mizrak that receives the dam. And now we're talking about a sakin as a kli sharis, which is a kli sharis even though it doesn't have a toch. He doesn't go as far as to say the Ritva that it doesn't. It's made of eights, you know, with the sugi over there in Chulin. And he says, "Muchach the sakin of kli sharis." The Gemara is saying that the sakin itself, through shechita, is makadish lachme toda. How could that be if it's not a kli sharis? And now he's going to come back to the sugi in Chulin and try to defend himself against the sugi in Chulin. So I'll just read to you quickly a footnote here in the Masifta. He writes, the Gemara, the sugya there in Menachos, on Daf Ayin Chesam, it beis makshas stira. The Bebraisa had in one Braisa Isa the Kitshu Arboim Chalas Mitoch Shmonim. Ubedeich Braisa Isa the Lo Kitshu Arboim. Umetari Tzor Popo, the Kuliyama Sabri Klisharis Ein Makadi Shalomidas. Umandi Omed Lo Kitshu Arboim, Sovet the Sakin Shova Lashar Klisharis, Vienna Makadeshus Lachal Satodo, Shalomidas Bailim, Shiskavin, Lakadi Shmonim Velo Arboim. Umandi Omed the Kitshu Arboim, Sovet the Sakin Alima Mishar Klisharis, Doha Makadeshus Afal Gav, the Lesley Toch. So there's a whole sugya here about whether you can makadish not only 40 chalos, but even an additional 40 to make it up to 80. Can you do that without das bailin? Yeah, we'd have to see all the details of the sugya. But the Gemara vacillates back and forth, and the Gemara says that in the name of Papa, that even though ain klisharis ain a makadish alamidas, and therefore one mandiyom would say that you could only be makadish the 40 lachom, but not the 80. The other mandiyom says you makadish all 80, even without das, because of the special power the special koach, we'll call it, of the sakin, which supersedes every other klisharis because it doesn't have a toch to it. But in any event, the Gemara never questions that the sakin is a klisharis. The Gemara is only questioning whether or not the sakin has the power to mekadesh without das, because we have a principle of ein kiddush shalomi das. Vahi, and the proof that Rabbeinu Ephraim invoked from Krumah Shel Kana, where it says in Chulin that he just checked out the shechita knife, and it wasn't even a knife at all, it was just a Krumah Shel Kana. We can reject that by saying the Ikal of Meimar, that what's going on over there is Tikno Lekrumis Vasa Kli. He fixed up this reed and he made it into a Kli, which is Royal Shechita, and therefore could be Makadesh Kodshi. But he doesn't relate to the Ritva's problem that it's still a Kli Eitz, and a Kli Sharis has to be made of Matechas, it can't be made of Eitz. So at this point, Rabosa, we're going to make a note that we're up to the Asya Kirabiosi, because Tosus now, in order to answer the Ritva's question, is going to have to invoke the Shita Rav Yossi, who says that there is such a thing as a Kli Sharis that's made of wood and not made of Matechas. Again, we're going to have a problem still with Rabbeinu Ephraim's Raya from Pesachim, because the Gemara says that they used to bring a knife from their homes. That was not a Kli Sharis. And Tosus is going to insist that each person, when he brought his knife, he was makadish the knife as a kli sharis. Okay, so we'll get to that. So let's put this on the side and open up the Nefesh Tova. Do you have it? It's on page Shin Ayin Gimel. Yeah? Shin Ayin Gimel. I'm just going to add a little hot water here and we'll go on to Shin Ayin Gimel. Okay, we have it.
I know we touched upon it last week, but you know, you're makdish the entire animal, which seemingly includes the blood of the animal. So when it comes out, it requires a second.
Right. I don't know if we're ready for that yet. You know, again, I'm just floating out in the universe here, this concept that you have to makdish the dam. We saw it in the Ramban, now we saw it almost explicitly in the Gemara. The question is why? So he says the following. after quoting the Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim, he says, Hiksha Grid. Right, Rabbi Beryl Soloveitchik asked the following question. Amailo Huksha le Rabbeinu Ephraim, Hodelo Toni Hazaasan Bikli Shares. Take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Vidaman Ta'un Hazaya al Bein Abadim. Now, we had a long discussion about what Bein Abadim is, but anyway, we're talking about the power of Esar Shal Yom HaKippurim that requires Hazaya, both inside the Kodshi Kodshim and then in the Heichal, by two sets of Hazayos. And it says, Hazaya doesn't mention the Klisharis. So the same diuk of Rabbeinu Ephraim now, if we want to be consistent about it, should lead us to the conclusion that you don't need a Hazaya mitoch klisharetz. And that's an untenable position. He says, V'ein lo in this v'iletos da Hazaya gufa eina tu'una klisharetz. He says, don't even allow the thought to cross your mind that Hazaya doesn't require a klisharetz. Fabi inon klisharetz rak mishum avodas t'vilas etzba. No, it's maybe you just need a klisharetz in order to hold on to the dam, and now he puts his finger into the dam. Again, this is called chatos pnimius, which needs tefillas etzba. And therefore, all you need is that the tefillas etzba should be into a klisharis. And whenever you see, therefore, that there's a discussion, a requirement of klisharis in hazoya, it's only in order to set up a hazoyas etzba. All this is in brackets, because there's a minus sign in front of the brackets. He's rejecting this all. But again, he's throwing out the havamina, the possibility that one could argue that the absence of klisharis in the Mishnah by Hazoya is not remarkable, because the only requirement of klisharis is for the etzba. Shetei'ah said that the tefillah should be mitoch klisharis. It's sort of like when you go into a mikvah, right? The mikvah is a kli that holds on to 40 sa of water. And in the case of tefillas etzba, for the purpose of hazoya inside the Kodesh Kadosh, you need a kli to hold on to the dam. He says, no, that would not be a fair approach. Do tefillas etzba eina avoda, Elo b'chatos ha-pnimios. You know, we're here talking about Soyer, the Paravisor of Yom HaKippurim, and as far as the Paravisor of Yom HaKippurim is concerned, Tfilas Etzba is not Navoda. Uliel, Amar Rav Papa, the Sholosh Matonis Achrona Shebechatos to Unos Klisharis. Tosis now invokes a sugya on Daflam and Chesam and Beis that is explicit that for Hazoya we need a klisharis. And we're not talking about for tefillas etzba, because tefillas etzba is not an avoda per se. And yet it says that the avodos require a klisharis. Alma debechatos hachitzonios be'ina nami klisharis. Vimken hu adin bepnimios. Tosa says if you need a klisharis for zrikas adam in the case of chatos hachitzonios, then you need klisharis for hazoya in the chatos hapnimios, the etzem hazoya to una klisharis. V'imkein amait lo tnan hazoasam v'klisharis. So how is let's put down the following premises on the table and see if we can make them consistent, because they're not really consistent. Rabbeinu Ephraim assumes that whenever the Mishnah omits the word klisharis, that phrase, it means that you don't require klisharis. And therefore he concludes that since in the case of shechita it doesn't say klisharis, the shechita doesn't have to be done with a klisharis. If you can apply that principle, we have another problem. Because our premise is that Hazar Saddam requires a klisharis. And yet in the case of Hazar Saddam, the Mishnah omits mention of a klisharis. So how are we consistent here? When it comes to shechita, the absence, the omission of klisharis means that you don't need a klisharis. When it comes to Hazoya, we know that you need a klisharis, and yet the Mishnah omits it.
Represent?
Yeah.
Could you not have a hanacha that a klisharis is so fundamental it doesn't even have to be mentioned? And then that would cover both.
But the thing is, it's really not so fundamental, because one could have argued, if not for a particular sugya of Rav Papa, that the requirement of klisharis is not for the avoda of hazah, but only for the tefillas etzba, meaning that the klisharis functions in a secondary capacity, namely to be a receptacle for the dam, such that now he can do the tefillas hana. But as far as the avoda of hazoya, he doesn't really need a klisharis. Now again, what would happen if there were no klisharis, and therefore he has a problem with tefillas etzba? I don't know. You know, that's something that we'd have to really work on. Narvaz, we have Rav Papa in a different sugya, and again you have to know everything here, because the first sugya about tefillas etzba, that's in that's on Daf Yudalet. But then there's a sugya on Lamed Ches about Rav Papa that's going to prove that at least in Chatos Chitzonios you need a klisharis for what's called Matonis Adam. Now we have another sugya that equates Chatos Pnimios with Chatos Chitzonios, and Chatos Pnimios also require klisharis, and that's for Hazoyas Adam. Because again, in Chatos Pnimios, we have Hazoya that replaces Zrikas Adam. So in Chitzonios, and let's say Chatos Chitzono, we have Zrikas Adam, otherwise known as Nesinas Adam or Matonos, and there you require klisharis. That's our Papa. Now we have the parallel in Chatos Pnimios, which is not Zrika Sadam, but rather Hazor Sadam. And in Hazor Sadam, in a Chatos Pnimis, like Matona Sadam, in a Chatos Chitzono, we require klisharis. And yet the Mishnah omits mention of a klisharis. Ubi Yoser de Lefi Ze Yesh Litchos Digduk Rabbeinu Ephraim de Lobinin Sakin klisharis Vishchita de Hazor Nami Boy klisharis Aspikin Lotani Le. So what's the whole diuk of Rabbeinu Ephraim? From the fact that the Mishnah omits klisharis in the case of sakin, you don't need a klisharis for sakin. Well, are you going to come to the same conclusion about hazor, that hazor, the Mishnah omitted klisharis? It means you don't need klisharis. No, so if the Mishnah omits it, maybe the Mishnah thinks it's understood. Maybe the Mishnah didn't have to mention it in the case of shchita as well. Vetirets hagrid. Okay, this is, we have to put on our lomdusha thinking caps here. He says the hodelo ketoni da azot tnu klisharis mishud lo toni hocha ela hecha de klisharis nitzach le ikar chalos avoda vahainu bekabola she ikar avodasol le kadesh es hadam be klisharis aval azot afal pisha teuna klisharis midini avoda mikol mekem be ein be avodas azrika. Kiddush Ladam, V'ena Klisharis Me'ikar Chalos Havoda U'lahochi Lo Tonile. Okay, this is very complicated, but we're going to try to do the best we can. He says the following. There's something called a Klisharis as part of the Avoda, and that's the way you and I would have said it intuitively. For example, in the case of Kabbalah Saddam, we would have said the Avod of Kabbalah requires a klisharis. But he says there's another category and another reason why we require klisharis. And that goes beyond Avodah. That has to do with the mechanics of setting up the karma. What do I mean the mechanics of setting up the karma? I mean, you might say, well, every Avodah is the mechanics that sets up the karma. He says, no. To set up the karbon, you need to have dam on the mizbeach. And in order to get the dam on the mizbeach, we need a kiddush. And in Kabbalah, what happens is that since the kli is a klisharis, not only does that set up the avoda of Kabbalah, but it also impacts on the dam to be machshir the dam, to be makadish the dam, so that now the dam could go on to the mizbeach, and it would effectuate the kaparas hakarbon. And therefore he declares the following chakira, in the case of hazah, yes, for sure, we require a klisharis. However, we have to ask ourselves, why do we require the klisharis? Is the klisharis required in the case of hazah, like in the case of kabbalah, in order to be makadish the dam? He says, no. You don't have to be makadish the dam. The klisharis was already makadish the dam. Any requirement here of a klisharis in the case of azah is only justified by the avoda itself. That an avoda requires a klisharis. Then he goes on a step further, and he says the following: that even within the context of an avoda, the requirement of a klisharis therein, here too you can bifurcate, you can split it into two. Sometimes it's called me Ikar Avoda, and sometimes it's not. It's not part of the Ikar Avoda, but rather it's just simply a requirement in order to set up the Avoda.
It's like a Hekshar Mitzvah.
Correct. So if you take a look inside, he says that here's where Rabbeinu Ephraim is going to make a distinction between Shechita and its relationship to a Kli Sharis, and Hazah and its relationship to a Kli Sharis. Meaning the following, that in the case of Shechita, the requirement of a Kli Sharis has nothing to do with Avoda, but rather has to do with the Kiddush of the Dam, as we saw. And basically Tosus's proof against Rabbeinu Ephraim is going to develop from the Sugya in Sota, because the Sugya in Sota sets up what? Sets up the Shechita as being Makadish the Dam. Again, what Rabbeinu Ephraim is going to do with the Sugya in Sota, we don't know, but Rabbeinu Ephraim Lishitasa holds that you don't need to be Makadish the Dam, and Shechita is not necessary to be Makadish the Dam. And his proof is that if Shechita would be Makadish the Dam, then it would be exactly parallel to what? To Kabbalah. That just like in Kabbalah Saddam we require Kli Sharis, not just Midini Avoda, but we need Kabbalah Saddam and Kli Sharis in order to be Mekadesh the Dam. So then the Mishnah should have pointed out that the Shechit itself requires the Kli Sharis to be Mekadesh the Dam. So again, if you're going with the Sugya in Sota and you're concluding that we have a parallel, if you remember, between Mincha, that in Mincha you need two Kiddushim, so too in Zevach you need two Kiddushim. And the second Kiddush is clear, that Kiddush Adam is done in a Kli Sharis with Kabbalah. Now we want to know, what about the first Kiddush? And the Gemara assumes that Shechita is the first Kiddush, and therefore Shechita has to be done with a Sakin of a Kli Sharis. So Rabbeinu Ephraim says, I have a Kasha for you. Now that you've set up a beautiful parallel between Shechita and Kabbalah, why doesn't the Mishnah mention Kli Sharis in the case of Shechita, where it does in the case of Kabbalah? That would have no impact on Hazah, because in Hazah, although there is a requirement of Kli Sharis, that's only within the context of the Avodah, but not within the context of Kiddush Adam. So let's read it inside, and maybe you could, I don't know, do you make underlines or not? I don't know what your regulations are, but just to underline the following words, he says the following. I'll read it to you once more, and I'll tell you where I think you should underline it. He says, there's no problem in the omission of Kli Sharis in Hazah. Why? Because when do we expect and anticipate that the Mishnah should add the phrase Kli Sharis? That's only when the Kli Sharis is essential to the Avodah. Like, for example, in the case of Kabbalah Saddam, Iker Avodah L'Kadesh Saddam B'Kli Sharis. In other words, what is the purpose, the objective of Kabbalah Saddam as an Avodah? It's to sanctify the Dam, and that we saw in the Gemara in Sota. And therefore, how can you possibly omit the words B'Kli Sharis with regard to Kabbalah Saddam? It has to be there. And in fact, it is there. Baruch Hashem, we're very happy. Aval Hazah. Aval P, there's no doubt that you need a Kli Sharis. So the Kohen is going to dip his finger into the Kli Sharis that has the dominant, and then he's going to do the Hazah. And that's as far as Dini Avodah is concerned. Mikol Makom, Ein B'Avodah Sazrika Kiddush L'Dam. Those are the key words that you want to underline. Ein B'Avodah Sazrika Kiddush L'Dam. So in other words, when we say that in the case of Kabbalah, Kli Sharis defines the Avodah and sets up the purpose of the Avodah, because the purpose of the Avodah of Kabbalah Saddam and Kli Sharis is to be Makadish the Dam, and therefore the Mishnah goes out of its way to mention Kli Sharis, that's not going to be true in the case of Hazoya, because the Hazoya does not require Kli Sharis in order to set up the Avodah of Kiddush Adam. And therefore, Ein Kli Sharis Me'ikar Chalos Avodah. Chalos Avodah, I think he means the purpose of the Avodah. The purpose of the Avodah here is Hazoya. Hey, you know, it reminds me of the Paraduma. You know, when you have a Tommy Mess, you do Hazoya of the Ephra Para onto the Mechatas, onto the Tommy. See, the Torah requires Hazoya. Now, it's true that Hazoya is an Avodah, and therefore requires an Avodah be told Kli Sharis, but not the way that Kabbalah Saddam requires Kli Sharis. There, Kabbalah Saddam requires Kli Sharis in order to set up the Iker HaChalos Avodah, meaning the whole purpose of the Avodah, which is to be Mekadosh the Dam. That's not true in the case of Azoyah. In Hilchas Avodah, in Ochinami, you need Klisharis. And if Azoyah requires Klisharis, but don't tell me that the Klisharis makes the Avodah into a meaningful Avodah. The Avodah is meaningful per se, and there may be a technical requirement of a Klisharis. But don't tell me that the purpose of the Avodah is not going to be achieved without a Klisharis, because the purpose of the Avodah is to be Mekadosh Adam. That's not true. So therefore the omission of Klisharis is meaningful, is understood. When does the Mishnah add Klisharis? When the Klisharis makes it possible for that Avodah to achieve its goal. That's what he calls the Iker Chalos Avodah. In the case of of Kabbalah Sadam, the Klisharis allows you to achieve through this Kabbalah the Iker Chalos Avodah, naming to be Mekadosh the Dam. That's not true in the case of Azoya. But where do we anticipate that there should be a mention of Klisharis, says Ravina, from in Shechita? Because in Shechita, the requirement of Klisharis is not Mihilchas Avodah, but rather Midin Kiddush Adam. And that's Tosa's whole argument based on the Sugya and Sota. So why did the Mishnah omit it? Elodi Nema Hachi is Akati Tzarf Bir Dignik Rabbein Ephraim Dikmoche Nema Dilo Hachi Lotani Klisharis Peshkitim Shum Di Ein Ikra Avodah Kiddush Adam Kemo Kabbalah is Dumya Dilo Ktani Bazah. The Omer agreed. The Muchach Mikan. The Kmod Avodas Hakabbalah Equal Lakadosh Adam. Keni Bavodas Hashchita. Please underline those words. These words should be illuminated in neon lights. It's unbelievable. He's saying there's a parallel between Avodas Hakabbalah and the requirement of Klisharis therein, and Avodas Hashchita and the requirement of Klisharis, namely just like Kishem. He says, you know, to the same token that Avodas Hakabbalah, the purpose, the goal, the Iker Chalos Avodah is what? To be Mekadosh the Dam, so too in Avodas Hashchita. And that's exactly why Tosfos is going to depart from Rabbeinu Ephraim and insist that we must have a Klisharis for Shechita, because the Klisharis is Mekadosh the Dam, Ayin Sota Daf Yudalad Amin Beis. L'Hachi Dignaku HaTosfos, Hadolo Tanan. The word Tosfos is referring to Rabbeinu Ephraim. Hadolo Tanan Klisharis for Shechita. Now, it seems to me, if I know how to read this sefer, that we could add Ad Kan Hagrid. V'nireh v'bir dvarim, I think this is already the Nefesh Tova. He's saying, the ha pshita l'tosis t'ikra avodas ha-shchita l'kadish sadam. Oh, Baruch Shekivanti, and this is the sugya in Sota that we saw in Daf Yudalad Amin Beis. The afal gav d'kidashti b'sakin. Oh, that's the lashon of the Gemara, that you need a double kiddush. The first kiddush is what? B'sakim b'tzav rabbeim ha'adur makdish. You see the second round of kiddush b'kli sharis, meaning kabbalah sadam. Elo dinistapku atosus I etzem avodas hashchita mekadesh sadam. Okay, now we get down to something very fundamental here. So what is the machlokas between Rabbeinu Ephraim and Tosfos himself about whether the Sakin requires a Klisharis? He says the following. This whole Tosfos really vacillates about one fundamental question. How do you define the Avodas Hashchita and its relationship to Kiddush Adam? One could say that the Shechita itself is Mekadosh the Dam, or alternatively, one could say that the Sakin is Mekadosh the Dam. What do I mean? In the case of Kabbalah Sadam, we said that the Klisharis is Mekadosh the Dam. Now we're going to say, as the Gemara says in Sota, that Shechita also is Mekadosh the Dam. What is it about Shechita that's Mekadosh the Dam? Is it the fact that the Sakin is a Klisharis? Dumya de Mizrek, like the case of Kabbalah Sadam and a Klisharis, that's Mekadosh Adam, or no? It's just the Shechita itself is Mekadosh Adam. V'nafkamini says, Ibin and Sakin Klisharis. He says, if you're going to just argue that it's, you know, the Shechita is one of the first, is the first of the four Avodos, and the Shechita itself sanctifies the Dam, which again, Rabosa, I find this very difficult to understand, and based on everything we've had so far, all our exposure so far to Kochim, what do you mean how can you say that the Shechita is Mekadesh? Even I grant you that I'll finally understand why you need Kiddush Adam and Shechita. I don't know. But even if I grant you that, how could the Shechita be Mekadesh the Dam? And it's basically, it's the Shechita's Chulin. He doesn't have a Kli Shareis. He's not a Kohen even. Like, it's wild to say that it's a technical, mechanical act of Shechita that's Mekadesh the Dam. Unless, again, this is very very iffy, maybe he means the Kavodas Lishma. Right? You have to know, I mean, we'd have to go through the first sugyas in Zvachim about, let's say, Shechita L'Shem Chulin. What's the status of Shechita L'Shem Chulin? One thing I can tell you, it's probably not all Levayim L'Shem Chova, so there's definitely a psul in the Shechita. So perhaps if he had the Shechita with the right kavanos, then that itself converts the Shechita, transforms it, upgrades it into a Shechita's kachim, not just because the animal is kachim, but because the Shechita itself, and that gives it the status of an avoda. I don't know, this is very tenuous because you have to know the sugya of Shechita L'Shem Chulin.
It's very interesting because when the animal was made hekdesh, it was alive. Now it's the Shechita is doing both the technical act of killing it, and then now the blood is
sanctified.
Yeah, what? I mean, it seems like the Shechita is doing two things: a technical act and a spiritual act at the same time. It's okay. Killing the animal.
Okay, I don't deny that, but I'm just saying, what element here engenders or generates that kiddush adam, that sanctification of the dam? If assuming that for some reason you need that sanctification, as the Gemara seems to assume in Sota. Is the Shechita itself, which again I find that mind-boggling, that the Shechita should be Mekadesh the Dam. If you need Kiddush Adam, how does the Shechita accomplish that? Or more likely, it's the status of the Sakin as a Kli Sharis. And he says, Nafkamina Ibe Inun Sakin Shol Kli Sharis. So Rabbeinu Ephraim, who insists that you can achieve a valid Shechita of Kodshim without a Kli Sharis, and yet the Gemara says that you need Kiddush Adam through Shechita, it must be that Shechita per se is Mekadesh the Dam, even absent the Kli Sharis. Tosfos himself rejects Rabbeinu Ephraim because Tosfos thinks that the Kiddush Adam can only be achieved by a Sakin Shel Kli Sharis, Dumya de Kabbalas Adam, where you need a Kli Sharis. Umasha hochichu atosus la'alon migmor de sotanal hainu de mipashta de lishna mashma da sakin hu amakadesh. The Lishna of the Gemara in Sota seems to assume that the Sakin is Mekadesh, not the Shechita. Avogami Neima de lo be'inan Sakin klishois mikol kon avodas haShechita avikidush adam. And again, I find that very such a difficult pill to swallow. Lefi sad zetzarach lomid de lo haSakin u haMekadesh ala etzem avodas haShechita. Vizeu de digdeik Rabbeinu Ephraim de iavi akidush nasal yidei asakin or yitzorch lemisnei shkitos v'klisharis. So again, if the klisharis is makadish, then why didn't the Mishnah mention klisharis as it did in Kabbalah Saddam? Vitzorch biur heich shayach lomer davodas ashkita ikra kidush adam delachora shkita havi avoda bakarma v'lo badam. Again, you have to know everything to know anything, as I said. A Rashi and Menachos on Daf Yud Gimel on Beis. We all know the Rashi and Menachos on Daf Yud Gimel on Beis, don't we? Right?
I was just reviewing it last
time. Yeah, right, exactly. So Rashi says that Kometz Domi L'Shochet, right? Rashi sets up the mirror image between the four Avodos of Zvachim and the four parts of Hakrovas HaMincha. And he says that Kometz is like Shechita, right? You know, he takes the flower into his hands, he's got three fingers here, and then two fingers here, and he does a Kometz, a Kmitza, to flatten it out, and so forth and so on. That's like Shechita in Kachim, in Zvachim. Tzeh notel umafrish chelik l'gavah michelik kohen. And he separates the part that goes for the kohenim from the part that goes onto the Mizbeah. Ad kan l'shono, that's Rashi. Mehainu, Davodas Hashchita Hibur Hadam. Whoa, this is heavy. I would underline this. Avodas Hashchita Hibur Hadam. In other words, from the fact that Rashi interprets the way Menachos works, and there's an equation here between Menachos and Zvachim, we now have an insight into how it works in Zvachim. And just like in Menachos, the Kmitza is going to separate the part that goes on the Mizbeah from the part that goes to Kohanim, so too in the case of Shechita and Zvachim, there's a Bir Adam, which means that we're going to take from the animal the part that goes on to the Mizbeah. Again, we're not going to eat any of the dam. All the dam is going to be given to the Mizbeah. But we're separating that part from the rest of the animal, because the rest of the animal is well, parts of it, but most of it is not put on the Mizbeah. So that's where Shechita is Mekadesh the dam. So just like in Kmitza, the Kmitza is going to effectuate a designation of that part of the Kometz that goes on to the Mizbeah Faktora, so too the Shechita is going to isolate or designate that part of the animal which goes on to the Mizbeach. That itself is called Kiddush Adam. So the word Kiddush here should not be translated as we do, as sanctification.
It's a Bivur, it's a using.
I would say, let me see if I can come up with a good word in English, designation. Remember we had that word designation. In Mukhtza, right? We always talked about designating the kli for use, right? It was Yichud HaKli and so forth and so on. Now we need Yichud HaDam. In other words, we have to separate the Dam and indicate that the Dam is different than everything else in the animal. The Dam is going to be given exclusively and totally to the Mizbeah. So in the case of Kmitza, you're going to separate two parts. Parts will be given to the Mizbeah, parts given to the Kohen. In the case of Dam, any sanctification is a result of a poel yotze of designating the dam, meaning separating the dam. Mashal of Adover Dom, again, I don't know if the Rosh Yeshiva would not like this, but in Truma, what you have in Tevel is Truma v'chul v'muravim zevah said. That basically what you do in Afrasha's Truma is you designate this part of this mixture as Truma. It's also a kind of a birur. That's why, for example, the Gemara says, "No seneinu mitzad zevi ochel mitzad acher." You know, even if you don't do an actual afrasha, he says, "V'ayin od betosus l'kamon." So again, the sanctification of the dam is a result of specifying the dam. I would use the Hebrew word zimun or hazmana. You know what I'm talking about? Lazmin. You know, you're designated. It's almost like there's a sugya about hefker. Can I make something that's hefker only for one person? So what I'm doing is I'm saying, this is my object. I want to exclude everyone from this hefker. It's not hefker for anyone except for Reuven. And only Reuven is designated to be zocher from this hefker. So that's, I think, a machlokas shi beisil beishava, where that works. Now in Matnas Aniyim in general, you can't do such a thing. You know, I can't say this is payah for Reuven. But in Kodshim, what I'm allowed to do is I'm saying this is dam for the Mizbeach. And again, why I need that designation is not clear to me. But as a result of the designation, I complete the process of Kiddush Adam. Again, not that Shechita is a Maisa Kiddush. Shechita is a Maisa Birur. But once I've designated that this dam is separated from the animal, because as a result of the shechita, the dam starts gushing out, and then I'm a kabel the dam with the second ma'aseh kiddush, I've separated that dam and concretized it, so to speak, for the mizbeach alone. Now he has a tosis on daf pei dalet amud beis, which also Ben you reviewed last night, I'm just reminding you. And he writes that yesh ledamos psul mitzui lepsul shechita yoser mikabola. Now wait a second, mitzui is a kind of a zrika in ofos, in karbonos ofos. And Tosus equates the mitzui with shechita. It's a little bit odd. I mean, mitzui takes place way after shechita. And it should be a substitute for kabbalas adam, but not for shechita. And Tosus says, kevon shebe mitzui hu mematze umotzi dam ben aguf, Kimosha Ose Shechita. Tosa says that just like in Mitzvah you remove the dam from the oaf, so too in Shechita you remove the dam from the behema. And that itself is what Shechita accomplishes. So,
but they're skipping the Malika process and the bird. You did Malika and then you squeeze the blood after the Malika, no?
Right, so he's saying that in the case of Mitzvah Adam, which you and I would have said that's more shall we say, Kabbalah Zrika kind of thing, and you would never think in your mind to compare it to Shechita, but yet Tosfos makes that equation between Mitzi Adam in Ophos and Shechita in Behemoth. He says the only thing you can understand here in Tosfos is that to be Mamatzeh the Dam means to take the Dam out of the goof. Now you're taking the Dam out of the goof, and where's it going? Onto the Mizbeach. Here too, you're taking the Dam through Shechita out of the goof, and it's going onto the Mizbeach. It's again a process of designation, of singling out the Dam. Because before Shechita, the Dam just circulates around the, you know, around the bodies of the animal. Okay, here I need your help a little bit. If somebody doesn't mind volunteering just to find this Gemara, or I may have the wrong volume for you, I'm not sure. Lamed Gimel, does that go as far as Lamed Gimel? Oh, great. So take a look. I don't understand what the case is here. How can you shecht something without the dam going out? And I'm wondering what the metzius is here. Anyway, the Gemara has a case where he shechts an animal and the dam doesn't come out. And the Gemara wants to know if that shechita is valid in kodshim, in shechitas kodshim. And the Gemara says, even kodshim ki lo yotze mehem dam ksheira? The Gemara, rhetorical question, could it possibly be that this is a valid shechitas kodshim and the dam didn't come out? Who atzvol the dam tzorech? The whole purpose of the shechita is to get the dam out. And Rashi explains that kol atzma ve'ikra shel shechitas kodshim l'dam hi tzricha. Says the Rosh Hashiva, remavur de avodes hashechita bir hadam min habehemel l'tzorech kavoah l'tzorech tzricha. Aaron, did you find it?
Yes. Yeah,
what does he say there? How could it be a shechita without the dam coming? I just don't know the.
So he quotes the Mishnah in the Mishnah. You're looking for the Gemara, the Rashi.
No, I'm just saying. Does anybody, you know? Sometimes he adds a footnote or something. How you could shecht an animal without yitzias adam? I just can't imagine such a thing.
Looking for a scenario in which the blood doesn't come out.
Maybe you could put the shechita knife internally into the animal and just cut the two simonim and the animal is still whole. I think that would be agroma. I don't know exactly how you would pull that off.
It says we do not construe the absence of flowing blood as evidence that the animal died suddenly just as the shechita began, which would render it halakhically unfit for consumption.
So we'll have to.
Like it became an avela before you did the shechita or something.
No, I'm just trying to figure out how you could pull off a shechita without yitzis adam. I'm just curious what the Gemara is talking about. It's not a hypothetical.
Maybe if it had.
There's got to be a footnote to something.
No, 20. Maybe the assumption is that if it had died before the shechita, then blood would not come out. I'm not sure.
If it died before Shechita, you can't...
As in like suddenly, like
you can't be Masha the Shechita. I mean, I don't know. Ashoki ve'eva lo yotza mehem dam. What is the case? Because he doesn't point this out.
No, 20 in the bottom.
I don't know.
For a person?
You want to get me maybe a kahati will help me here.
Yeah. How does something become a klishara? Is it oral declaration or maybe the act?
By the way, a kahati would probably be chelik beis in kodesh. You know where the kahati is, right behind this wall.
How does something become a klishara? An oral declaration or the act that you use? I'm now using this as shechita, therefore it becomes a klishara.
Yeah, you need what's called avodasam machshirasam, I think. It's not enough to designate, you have to use it at least once.
So maybe the sakin, now I'm using this as shechita, now it became a klishara. Or I have to designate it, and then I do the act.
Both.
Okay, I'm just curious if that might help us with this.
Hine kosev Rashi besota. Let's see how much we have. About 5 minutes left. 10 minutes left. Let's see what we can chaperine, as we say. He says shamincha teuna arba avodos keneged arba avodos shel dam bizvachim kmitza mitoch lisharis keneged shkita. Rashi says shasakin shel klishares. So one thing is clear: Rashi is committed to the shita Tosfos against Rabbeinu Ephraim. Okay, and we're going to probably see that Rashi consistently throughout Shas that shechitas kodshim requires a sakin shel klishares. And then Rashi adds the next three magic words: Mekadishes Adam. Umata and Kli Lahagdish Hakomets Beklishores Sheni. In other words, why do we need Kabbalah Saddam? And that's parallel to the second Kiddush of a Kometz in a cliche in a Klisharis. Kenegi Kabbalah Saddam. Allah Kenegi Allah Torah Sakomets Kenegi Zrika Saddam. He says, Yesh the Dag, the Gabi Kmitza. You able to find it?
Kathy was not on the shelf.
Oh boy. Yesh the Dag Take. The Gabi Kmitza Hiski Rashi to be Inot Sheyase Mitoch Klishores Bechem Matan Kli Sheiten Kol Shosa Filu Filu Halacha Vaktora Lokosav to be Inon Klishores. So Rashi there in Sota Davav Hamid Beis, when he gets to the cases of Halacha and Aktor, for some reason Rashi omits Klishores. Ubeemes benidon se ibeinen olacha beklisharis. This topic be mikdash tovin. Rabbos, again, I don't know what the hefet timtzu. It's the second time I have to admit that I'm very perplexed here as to what the mitzvah is. How could you imagine a kabbalah sadam, and then oh, he transfers the dam into a klichol, and then he's molichit to mizbeach. Then maybe he transfers it back to a klisharis for the purpose of zrika. I don't know. So he quotes the Mikdash Tov because of Lochiach Mihad, the Gabi Mincha, Tanya Bimnocha, Shemalu, Makter Sakomets, Beklishores, Valol Mizbeach, Bechlal Olochahi, Umuchak the Afo Locha, Bekomets, Tzricha Klishores. Okay, so at this point, I think we're up to Roman numeral number 2 here. He wants to know whether the Olocha Saddam needs a Klishores. So just the evidence seems to indicate from Rashi in Sota that Olocha Saddam might not require Klishores, but the Mikdash David assumes that Olocha Saddam requires Klishores based on a Suya Menochas Chavav.
But Olocha Saddam is not Ma'ake, if you could somehow get the blood to the Mizbeach without Olocha.
True, but let's say it is Ma'ake in the case where it's at a distance, a Richuk. So what happens if you do the Olocha Saddam and the dam now is not located in the in a klisharis? Would that be an avoda kshera? And he basically sets up here a Rashi on the one end with a sugya, a brisa, menochas on the other end, based on the way the Mikdash David understood that brisa. But that's already, I think, a little bit beyond our perspective here. I just want to see if at some point if we can flip a little further. Anyway, you didn't find anything there, did you, by any chance? Okay. Now, if you
what
find anything, just let me know.
You want to see
We're talking about a Mishnah in Menachos. Again, I can't tell you which Mishnah it is. I can only tell you that the Gemara has it on Daf Yud Gimel and Beis in Menachos. And see if you can find just what the Hechatim says. I'm curious to know what the Shechita without Hotzas Adam is about. I just want to see, flipping through here, if he comes back to this discussion.
Al-Kadhi says also that we don't suspect that their death occurred prior to the slaughtering.
I don't have the Hechatim in my mind. Because the shechita and the dam didn't come out, so the question is, when did the animal die? Before the shechita or after the shechita? I understand the question, but how do you envision shechita without the dam coming out? Maybe the animal got a shot, you know, which froze its dam or something. You know, today you could probably do things like that, you know, with modern technology. But I don't think they did that during the time of the mission.
If an animal became nevela without the shochet knowing, I mean, it seems like the blood would still come out if you do Shechita. I mean, the blood is still...
I assume so. I don't know. In any event, let's fast forward, if you can, to page Shinai and Ches. And you see a paragraph that starts with Nihader. Because I think from Shinai and Dalid, the paragraph that starts with Be'emes Benidon Zeh, I'll just make a note of it, all the way till Shinai and Ches, that's for 4 pages, till Vinahadir, I think he's going off on a different vein to try to determine the status of Allah Saddam.
No pun intended.
No, I didn't even think of any pun. Vinihadir Lididam, let's go back to our discussion. The Inidasa Migdishtav, the Kabbalah Saddam, Tre Dini Ispe, Avoda, and Kiddush. The Efshal Lechalik Bein Adinim. Ah, the baby Nafkimina between these two. Kagon, Shekibel Pachos Mikdea Zoya, Bishnei Kalim. So if you have less than Kidei HaZoya in the Kli, then you cannot achieve Kiddush Adam, Umikomako Mikri Avodas Kabbalah. You can integrate both Kabbalahs in the two Kalim into one large, great Kabbalah that has a shear of Kidei HaZoya, of Yochalach Sub Lekadish Adam, and now he can go back, and once he puts them together, I guess in the same Kli, he doesn't spell that out, He could be Makadish Saddam. But I was hoping he would come back to the discussion about Shechita, so that I don't see right now. Okay, so Rav Osai, let's just summarize what we got so far. And we made a Haskoli on this Tosfos, and again, this is just a test case, a trial and error kind of thing, right? If we want to go through this Tosfos, the first part of our discussion revolves around two definitions of Kiddush Adam of Shechita. One definition is that Shechita per se is Mekadesh Adam, and the other definition is that no, the Sakin as a Klisharis is Mekadesh Adam. The Nafkamina is going to be Rabbeinu Ephraim versus Tosfos. And we saw that Rashi accepts Shechitas at Tosfos, that you need a Klisharis for the Sakin Shal Shechita Mekadesh Adam. If you hold that no, it's the Shechita per se that sanctifies the Dam, which we call the process of Birur. In other words, setting up the Dam for the purpose of Haktor al-Gabi Mizbeach, then you don't need a Klisharis. That would be the Shechita of Rabbeinu Ephraim. The fact that the Gemara in Menachos vacillates back and forth about the status of a Shechita without Yitzias Adam, that would seem to indicate that Shechita per se is not necessarily there to be Mekadesh Adam. Because if it were, and there was no Tos Adam, then you wonder why that Shechita would be valid in Kodshim. So that's an issue that has to be addressed. And then he has another issue that he addresses, and that's the status of Halachas Adam, and whether you require a Klisharis in Halachas Adam. If you're saying that in Shechita you don't require a Klisharis, that's because the Shechita is not there to be, to be Mekadesh Adam through a Klisharis, but through the Etzem HaShechita, then when you get to Kabbalah Saddam, then you might suggest, to Halacha Saddam, excuse me, you might suggest that you don't require Klisharis. And the reason for that is because there's no need to be Mekadesh Adam. You've already done that twice. But on the other hand, if you're going to say that there's a separate Halacha of Klisharis in the Avodah, then Halacha Saddam, no less than any Avodah, requires a Klisharis. Now, on top of this, we mentioned the Ritva. The Ritva has this middle of the road Shita that I call it the Twilight Zone, because on the one hand, he agrees with the Shita Satosis against Rabbeinu Ephraim that you need a Klisharis. The Sakin has to be a Klisharis.
This was in one of the footnotes in the...
Yeah, I'll show it to you here. If you could pass this on to Shmuel, I'll get it back from you, but I made a red note here on the bottom. What are those squiggles called, when you go like this?
A brace? Curly brace, yeah.
Okay, so pass the curls back to Shmuel there. So you'll see a curly brace there. And that's the Ritva. The Ritva says that we're in this twilight zone. On the one hand, we're going to require a Klisharis, and the Shechita must be implemented with a Klisharis, but we're going to lower the standards and the requirements of a Klisharis in the case of Shechita, so that whereas any other Klisharis requires a metal substance and not a Kli Eitz, in the case of Shechita, the Kli Eitz would be enough to qualify as a Klisharis for whatever Kiddush Adam you need, which again seems to indicate that even though there's a double Kiddush Adam here, thank you, one through the Shechita and the second one through the Kabbalah, it would seem that the Iker Kiddush Adam is through the Kabbalah. The Shechita is only an introductory stage, but the real clincher is the Kabbalah Adam. So that which is doing the Iker Avodah of Kiddush Adam, that requires a full-fledged Klisharis, and a Kli Eitz is completely excluded, but that which is only a preliminary stage, namely the shechita element here, that kli sharis is required because you need a kiddush adam, but it's only a kiddush al birur. It's not an absolute kiddush, a classical kiddush, and we can lower the standards and allow for a kli eitz. Again, how that works, I don't know. You know, everything is just preliminary, just in touch base. So we'll see Belineta tomorrow what we want to do with this. Either we want to take up something new, or we want to continue with this, and...
I personally would love to continue if everyone's...
Yeah, I would also love to continue. The only problem is I'm not sure if I'm going to be any more intelligent tomorrow than I am today. But what I want to do is go through the Nefesh HaTova Belineta and see if he adds anything here that might shed a light. He's given us a lot. You know, this concept of Kiddush Adam is and he keeps repeating it over and over again. It's like a refrain in his writings. It's a mind-boggling concept, and it's all based on a Gemara in Sota. But exactly why you need a Kiddush Adam, he doesn't tell us. The only thing is, he says it might be a process of birur in which the Shechita per se could achieve the Kiddush Adam even without a Kli Sharis, and that's the Shechita of Rabbeinu Ephraim. All right, then we'll stop here. Thank you so much.